We are about to begin. Okay. Before we begin, so just a couple of remarks about tefillah, about prayer, then you're trapped here in the room. You'll have to suffer through a poem as well. Prayer has been something that has concerned me for a long time. Started when I was a little kid and I didn't know what the heck I was saying. And then continued when I knew more or less rather than more what I was saying, but I didn't really, you know, like after a while, you get tired of it. You're saying the same thing every day. I'm trying to be honest, okay? You guys might be familiar with some of this, these problems. You might not, but so let me just talk about very, very quickly, mention what I consider both in my progress through life and especially in teaching, the problem of prayer. The problem of prayer is, first of all, fortunately and unfortunately, we don't feel any need for prayer. Have you guys ever gone to a refrigerator and opened the refrigerator and you said, there's nothing to eat, right? And then, you know, the refrigerator is full, but there's nothing to eat. And so you walk around for a couple of minutes and then you open the refrigerator again because you hope there'll be something new came into the refrigerator. Either that or somebody will supply you with the necessary. So there's, you know, because we don't seem to be lacking in anything. Okay? We seem to have everything that we need. And in any case, the problem is a more general religious problem. The problem we talk about in Shema every day. And that is, we have everything that we need, on the other hand, and we say, I did it. So not needing, not being in the foxhole, we don't pray to God. Right? And that's what the Torah talks about. You'll have everything, v'yachalta v'salvata, hishamu lachem, penyifta levavchem, v'sartem v'avaratem lohim achirim, v'shlach v'isem lem, kochi v'yotzer m'yodi yosuli etachayo. My strength did it for me. I don't need. And I found the one time that people asked me questions about a halacha in davening is when they want to know exactly where they should put in the name of somebody who they're praying for who's sick. Then everybody gets, you know, like, I have to do it the right way, right? Because that they know they can't control. Thank you. They can't control. And it's important. In fact, in all my teaching career, such as it is,
Amen.
That too is a prayer. Okay? In all my the one time that I was asked a question that really sticks out in my memory is a kid. This is in Eretz Yisrael. Near the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, a kid came over for me. It's a kid from Chicago, and he came over to me and he says, "Rabbi, would it be permissible for me? Would it be mutter for me to to daven for a baseball team. So I said, the Cubs, eh? And he had the temerity to say the White Sox. Hey, do you got, you, hello? You know, like when I was growing up, if you were a Yankee fan instead of a Dodger fan. Dodgers were in Brooklyn. Okay. So I said, not only would it be permitted, the White Sox won a playoff game. Not only would it be permitted, but it would probably be the deepest prayer of your life. So you didn't know what I was talking about, but that's not unusual. Okay? So if my wife were here, she would shake her head and says, yes, that's correct. You know, you often don't know what you're talking about. Okay? He said then, where should I put it in davening? You know, like what I said, tell him through Rafaenu, or put in that part that's don't be stupid, but okay. So I told him, put in Shema Koleinu. Okay. The next day, this is a non-embellished story. I'm not embellishing it at all. It's not like Hasidus Shemaisa. Okay? The next day, he came to me, beaming face, and he said, Rabbi, that was the most meaningful prayer I ever had in my life. So I said, was it because the White Sox won or lost? And he said, the prayer was meaningful, and they won. So I was, you know, like, wow, you know. So he knew he couldn't control it, but, right? Okay, let's say, though, I know what I'm praying for, right? And I know the English translation, right? But you don't get what I will call the poetry of prayer, or better yet, the allusions of the language of prayer, which is rooted in something that you're spending your year and hopefully your life learning about, called Torah. Which Torah means going from Bereishis Bara Elokim through the end of Shas, at least. And all those references and resonances of the word are critical. So prayer, I looked up this morning to see whether I had ever talked about anything. You know, so I have this website on Google, what is it called, Drive. So I saw that I have 149 recordings of Shiurim and prayer, right? But I didn't see anything that I had talked about this issue before, okay? But, okay, let's talk about it. If we have a minute at the end, I'll read the poem that I wanted to read. But let's get going. I'm off on a tangent already. Okay. You have your sheets? Okay. The Rambam, today we're talking about the Rambam on prayer. I think that's the title, whatever it may be, right? The Rambam on prayer begins in Sefer Ava, okay? The Book of Love. The Book of Love follows the Book of what? The Book of Knowledge, as in the song, to know, know, know. I think I did this for you once before. To know, know, know her is to love, love, love her. You know that song? Talk to your grandparents; they'll tell you about it. Okay. So to know God is to love Him. Okay, and that will appear in the second chapter of the first book, Sefer Hamada. The book of knowledge, okay. The Rambam begins all 14 of his books that make up Mishneh Torah with a pasuk, and I had an idea to write a commentary on why the Rambam chooses the pasuk. It's not just that it's a nice pasuk, right? The pasuk defines what's in the whole book, and it's so the question here In the book of Sefer Hamada, okay, the book of Sefer Hamada begins with the pasuk, Mishochastecha liyodecha, draw forth your chesed, your loving kindness, liyodecha, to those who know you, v'tzidkascha, and your righteousness, God, your righteousness, liyishrei lev. Okay? When you learn to those who are straight of heart, upright of heart, when you learn that the entire sefer, so you understand every word in there, every word of those six words, okay, counts. And you can only understand exactly what the Rambam says by learning the entire, learning it very well. Having had Baruch Hashem the second shot, I may make a return beyond this, hopefully in the near future, to the yeshiva. And then anybody wants to sit down and go through every word of that, so you'll know that I'm not exaggerating. Ma havti so rasecha. Wait a second. Kol hayomi sichasi. So if I tell you, what are the halachos involved here? What are the halachos involved here? After the Rambam at the beginning, he has this superscription, Ma havti so rasecha kol hayomi sichasi. And then he says what this book, Sefer Sheni, is about. It's about Hilchas Kriya Shema, Hilchas Tefillah, Birkas Kohanim, Hilchas Tefillin, Mezuzah, V'Sefer Torah, Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Brachos, Hilchas Milah. So the problem, one would say, is what's missing from this? What halachas should be here? The halachas what? There's a halachas. I'm going to read again. Mo hafti so rasecha. Sing it. Kol hayomi sichasi. What was missing?
Torah.
So I get kol hayomi sichasi is about tefillah, and all of these are connected with tefillah. If we have time, I'll show you how they're all connected to tefillah. But where is tefillah mentioned in this superscription from a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes? Where's tefillah mentioned? Is tefillah mentioned? Sichati. How do you know that? Excellent. What?
It's translated in the
Nachas. It's translated. Okay, so how is it translated?
It's conversation.
It's conversation. Okay, so are we talking? Yeah. Are you and I talking now?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, it's not a trick question. We are. Okay, so is that a fulfillment of prayer or Birkas Kohanim or Tzitzis?
You need to be with God. So
talking
to God is
to God. Okay. My first, when I began, you started me on a tangent when I taught in college. So the chairman of the department was. She was very nice to me, but she was a woman who was universally hated by her students. Okay? And she told me, in those days, we taught, it was like the dinosaurs were roaming the earth. We taught on we had a little raised platform in the classroom. Okay? And, you know, us teachers should tower above the students. And she explained to me what teaching meant for her, like this. She said, when I'm there above my students, I feel, and her hand rises, like I have them in the grip of my hand. I said, shh. Right? So, okay. Gemara in Brachos. Yes.
Yitzchak.
Right. Where do you know that from? Brachos. Chafava Mebeis.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Gemara you're quoting. Good. Kol hayomi sichasi, right? So I'm praying all day long. Mo havti so rasecha, kol hayomi sichasi. It's all day. Everything I do is my prayer. So that's what I was. I was leading you to say, well, we're talking about Torah, so Torah and Tefillah have an equivalence. But the word is Ava. Now, Ava, okay, Ava is, Ava's love, okay? What's the measure of love? No measure, exactly. You've met Hedda Sprintz already? No measure. That's what the Rambam paskins. At the end of Hilchos Tshuva, which is the end of Sefer Amada, which leads right in to Sefer Ava, is about the love of a man for a woman, and even more so, the love of man for God. And that's total involvement, always thinking about her, always thinking even more so about God. But there are moments of more intense thinking and moments of less intense thinking. Sometimes we're a little bit asleep, right? So from the end of Sefer Hamada, Sefer Amado, which is about knowledge, and ultimately knowledge is rooted in Torah, to the continuation of Ava beyond that, right? Now, by the way, what brachos do you know that end with the word Ava? The Ava. Can you be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah? Can you fulfill the obligation of Birchas HaTorah with that bracha?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Gemara
somewhere, right. Gemara and Brachos, right. Okay, you know all of them days. Okay. Okay, yes, right? So, is there another bracha that ends Ba'ava? Birkas Kohanim. So those are the only two brachas that end Ba'ava, right? You can't give somebody a bracha without Ava. Okay. Right? So, okay, this computer is going mad. Okay. The introduction. Ma ahavti sarasecha kol hayom hisichasi. Kol hayom. You know, as long as people know Gemara and Bracha, some of you have learned it. Do you have any idea? Yes. Yes. Halavai shi spala ladam kol hayom. Another one. Okay. Terrific. Okay. Halavai. The Rambam also knew the Gemara. Okay. All right. So now let's. So this is, there's more to say about this, but we want to learn a little bit further other than the introduction. So basically, the beginning of Sefer Amada begins with proofs, as it were, pocket proofs about God, and goes on to the issue of the love and awe or fear of God. It ends with the love of God, and then we come to Mohavti Sarasecha. So let us see the first two halachos in Mitzvos Asei Lihipalel B'chol Yom Shenemar Vavartem Et Hashem Elokeichem. Right? You got that? All right. Mipi Hashmua Lamdu Shavoda Zu Hitfila. Right? Because the problem is, what does work mean? What does service mean? It says on line 2, Liovdo Becholavavchem, to serve God, to serve with your heart. So Chachamim say, Amru Chachame, Zoe Avoda Shibalev. What does it mean to serve, to work with your heart? Zot Tfila. Alright? So that's the Doraita of Tfila. That's the source of the mitzvah tefillah. Ve'ein minyan ha-tefillot min ha-Torah, ve'ein mishnah ha-tefillah hazot min ha-Torah, ve'ein le-tefillah zman kavua min ha-Torah. As far as Torah is concerned, the number of prayers, the time, it doesn't, but it's nonetheless a doraita. The Ramban disagrees. You'll look in Sefer Mitzvot, and you'll see the Ramban's argument. And much has been said about that, but it's not for now. Okay? Ulefichach, noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tfila, lefishi mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama. Therefore, women and servants have the same halachos of their chayovot b'tfila. Remember the Rav once saying that something, I don't want to repeat it because it's not exact, but that to the degree that the Magen Avraham would have to answer for the fact that he said, well, you know, women, they don't really have to daven, right? He said, what are you talking about? Women are chayavot in tefillah. Okay? Elachi of mitzvah zu kach, sheyehei, we're on line four, sheyeh adam mitchanenu mitpalel b'chol yom, you have to daven every day, umagid shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell the Shevach. Shevach? Praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachakach, Shoel Tzrachov, Shoel Tzrachov Shu Tzarech. The second one is, you're asking for things. Bakashot, She'ela. Okay? Now at this point, when you ask people, Stam, you ask them, what are the parts of prayer? So they say, Shevach, Bakasha or Sheila. And the third part, people, I've done a survey of this. You guys have learned it, so you know. But what was your answer before you learned the Rambam? Shevach, Bakasha, what?
Hodah.
Right? Is that what the Rambam says? Shevach v'hodah. So there is a Shevach which is intimately connected. I would say that the Vav here is a commentarial Vav. A Shevach in which we express Hodah. So prayer begins in Shevach and ends in Shevach. And in the meantime, in between, are packed in everything we're asking for. Right? Shevach Hodoyel Hashem al Hatova Shishbiyo Lo Kol Echad Lefi Kocho. Right? So, Shevach, praise of God. Now, what do we say in Shmoneh Esrei that we distinctly call Shevach? I'm submitting to you that is very few words. Very, very few words. You guys know the Gemara in Brachos already. You've all learned Brachos, no? Okay? So we only actually say four words. The first one is Hakel, so that doesn't count because we're talking about God. Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora. Right? The Gemara in Brachos, what happened? He's davening right then. Oh, wow. You say a lot of things. God is great. He's magnificent. He's ultimate. He's beyond. He's terrific. Right? So Rabbi Chanina is there. He says, he interrupts, you know, bangs on the shtender and let's say, did you finish? Right? Did you finish? Is there any way we can ever exhaust the end of God's praises? Really, we shouldn't be able to say anything, because anything you say about God falls short. But why do we say what we say? Because those words are in the Torah. Right? Those words are in the Torah. Okay? So, there is another way, not when we're davening, not when it's avodah shebelev, but there is another way in which we express Shevach, where we're not, this, this is misbehaving. This is, let me explain something to you guys, right? This is where I need my grandson, right, to fix everything. Okay, I'm totally inept, but okay, there is another way. How do we express shevach? Not in Shmon Esrei. Yud Gimel Midot, okay. Yud Gimel Midot, certainly. Okay. How about, I told you I would bring this into Sukkot Zimra. I told you, we made a bracha. Gentlemen, a bracha is shevach, we're praising God. All of this is shevach. Man's life is shevach. Melech mehulal batishpachot. Well, how do you end davening? Roughly. What's the traditional ending of davening? Of all of what we call davening? What? Aleinu l'shabeach ladon hakol. Right? That's what you go forward in your day. And I could bring you a time is short. I know it seems like it's already stretching on. It actually is. Right? But shevach, and that shevach expresses itself in everything we do. To live a life in which we praise God. Let us take a little journey through the Rambam. Okay? So brachot are shevach. I submit to you that if you ask God for something, that is because you know that God is a bestower of everything that we have. And that too is shevach. Everything is shevach. So there are bakashot of shevach, and there are hoda'ot of shevach. The bakashot is our prayer. And in praying, listen to the poetry, all prayer is praise. It has to be. You wouldn't pray to anything or anybody if you didn't believe that the person could or would answer you, give you what you want. So all bakasha is rooted in praise, and all praise is rooted in dependency, and therefore you will express it in gratitude. I've said it to you a few times, I think, even though I've, you know, but I don't think I've often thought that nobody should go through Yeshiva Deretz Atzvi without having heard this many, many times. Animals eat, right? And your pet dog, right? Bow wow, you know, you give him food, okay? But they take it for granted, right? They take it for granted. No dog has ever come over to you. Don't tell me my dog is very nice. I'm not interested in that. I once was attacked by when I taught in a very well known and good girls' high school in America for saying that dogs are not good or bad. They're not smart, and I was attacked by a number of dog owners. You know, and if I would have said your dog is dumb as a dog, they would have started crying. So I didn't say it. I said I never knew that they were. I faked it, right? But they're not. All animals take things for granted. Animals don't sin. They don't do mitzvahs. They take things for granted. Human beings are the only creature who can take things either for granted or with gratitude. Every time you eat and you don't make a bracha, you're an ingrate. Every time somebody does you a favor and you don't say thank you, you take it for granted, you're an ingrate. That's not being a humane being. You might be a human being, but you're not a humane being. So, let us go now to where this is all rooted. Remember, we want to get back to Ava. Okay. Before the Rambam wrote Sefer Mishneh Torah, he wrote another book. What's the other book he wrote? Right, and why did he write Sefer Mitzvot? To make a catalog, to make sure that he included all the mitzvot. Sefer Mitzvot is written in Arabic. Okay? I don't know Arabic, but I'm relying on a translation here, a translation of Arabic, and I checked it with the translation that was edited, not the whole translation, but was edited by Reb Chaim Heller, and I heard from Rabbi Fivel Reif Soloveitchik Shalom, who was a very close Talmud of the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, that the Rav told him that you can't learn Sefer Mitzvot without the edition of Reb Chaim Heller, because that's like reading a Sefer Torah that wasn't ever checked for mistakes. Sefer Sheino Muga. Okay, so I checked this, okay, through Reb Chaim Heller. In Sefer Mitzvot, that's at the bottom of the page, right? The Rambam goes through 5 mitzvot, right? I haven't quoted the whole thing here, but no, Hiat Tzivui Asher Tzivanu Bahamana Te'elokut. We have to believe in God. Okay? There's a cause of everything. In other words, the Rambam here is here referring to what I call the proof of the existence of God from inference. He doesn't say the word Aristotle, but that's who he's talking about. Okay? So is that good? You have to believe in God, right? Got it? I'm not asking for everybody to get up and say hallelujah right now. I just want to, right? Okay. Did I translate it correctly? Is this a like, or you're putting a double like? Okay. Thank you very much. I feel terrific. But I misled you. Okay? I misled you because I translated it into, you have to believe in God. Emuna in God. Compare that with, go back up to the quotes from Sefer Hamadah. Yesod, ha-yesodot. You see it? It follows. Everything is lined up. Yesoda, yesodot, v'amuda chachmot. Not a word extra here. Even though it sounds like the foundation of all foundations, the pillar of all wisdoms, it sounds like we're getting, you know, philosophically poetic. It's not. They're different. I'm not going to explain to you what they are because we don't have time. Nebuch. Leida! You hear? Leida! Gentlemen, what does the word Leida mean? To know. Do you guys know that I am here? If anybody doesn't know, you've been ingesting the wrong kind of stuff. Do you know that I am here? Yes, you say yes. Okay? Now, I have to speak, so forget about the fact that I speak, right? But let's say...
Did you know that I'm here? No, you wouldn't know, right?
Right? You wouldn't know. Right. So, right, to know, you believe that I'm here, right? What does that mean? The Rambam says you have to know. And the Rambam goes on, and he explains why the Rambam is giving the Aristotelian proof of God's existence. There must be a first cause, a prime mover, right? So is the Rambam contradicting himself? So that's where I misled you on purpose, so you remember. It's a translation from the Arabic. In Arabic, the word for belief and knowledge are the same word. Okay, it just depends how you translate it. So the early translators, and if you look in Chaim Heller's and in other later translations, you'll find it in his footnotes, he has it corrected. Okay? Okay. So, okay. What's the second command? Okay? Back in the Sefer Mitzvot, he atzivui shetzivanu bahamona tayichud, v'hu shenamin. It's again, to know that God is one,
But here we have a problem of language because the oneness is not the same as every other oneness. I'm not getting into this now, right? This is one book, right? One book, got it, right? But that's not how God is one, right? It's another use of the term. The problem is, like a very wise person once said, that all thought begins in poetry, right? And poetry is limited, unlike non-verbal language. What's non-verbal language? What? Body language, good. Music, right? A couple days ago I had an MRI. Then you guys had to suffer an MRI? Okay, so they put you in a tunnel, and if you have claustrophobia, you freak out. I don't have claustrophobia, so they said, we're going to give you earphones and everything. What kind of music would you like? So I said, Mozart, right? So they put on Mozart, but the machine makes so much noise that you can't hear anything, even with the earphones, right? Music is beyond language, right? Okay, that's what David HaMelech was trying to do, right? You have to sing psalms. In fact, that's what the word psalm means. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. Okay, right? Number three, right? After this, I'm reading Sefer Mitzvos. Hu shetzivanu ba'avato, loving God. How do we come to love God? The Rambam says, zeshenachsho v'nidbonen b'mitzvotav u'ma'amarav u'polotav. In God's mitzvot, his ma'amarim, his statements, and his deeds, and through that we come to love, and that's what the Sifrei says. Da 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 da. Okay, and then the next thing, I'm on line 12. He shetzivanu lahamin yirato yitale uli pipachei mimenu. Have you guys ever had a teacher that you're afraid of?
Yes.
You have? Okay. Right? Why were you afraid of him or her?
Power.
What was the power that they had?
The grades.
Grades. Okay. I got that. Grades. They could, right? This sort of power. Have you ever had a teacher yell at you?
Yeah.
Who yelled at you for what? You don't have to admit, okay, you were doing something wrong, right? Right? You ever have a teacher who yelled at you for saying something stupid?
No,
but not being a wise guy, like you were trying to?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good. Okay. I had, in Rabbi Soloveitchik's shiur, almost everybody came in trembling and stayed trembling. And then if his anger was directed at you, okay, then you trembled more. There was unfortunately one guy in the shir, he became a Rosh Hashiva eventually, this guy, who when he got yelled at, okay, he had this quality that he got very nervous and he began to smile and then to laugh. So that was, it was like almost watching, because the Rav started screaming at him, and now you're laughing at me, what are you laughing? Like, what's it? So it was, but I couldn't be worried about him because I was trembling myself, and I tend to laugh when I tremble. So, okay. So the Rambam says that we come to the love of God through the Kate said, "Oy v'samakom, right? Sheid bonenut." I just want to say, right? The Rambam says, "Hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher on line the end of line 5. Hayu hadvarim ha'ela sheni mitzav chayom alavecha shemitoch kach atom akirat mishamar v'holom v'hayah ha'olam." That you will know me through learning Torah. Mitoch kach v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Right? Got it? Everybody said it this morning? At least once? Right? All right. And then finally, we come on line 14, I mean, on line, I'm sorry, on line 12, that's, I'm sorry, that's where, so it's purely fear. You know, why are you afraid? You're afraid because the teacher could lower your mark. You're afraid because in the good old days, the teacher could wrap you with a ruler. Okay? In the old days, the teacher could embarrass you. In the old days, I'm an old guy. Okay? In the old days, we grew up. Ask your grandparents, you great grandparents. We grew up. The we, right, means right. Grew up. The teacher is always right. Okay. Now a teacher does something, so your parent. Hopefully, if your parents are good parents in the modern world, they call up and they say, you know, he did something, and therefore fire him. dock his pay, right? Which is in the world of teaching, is like you're not getting paid at all, okay? Okay, now, if you take a look, if you compare this, let's compare this to the Rambam, okay? The Rambam says Leida, I'm back in Sefer Amada, okay? And he says, okay, follows this argument about knowledge, right? God's truth, the truth of God's existence is unlike the truth of any other existence. God is a unique. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If there is any translation in English, I usually don't like to say this, but Art Scroll has it right. Okay? Not God is one, but God is unique, uniquely one. Uniquely one. What is uniquely one? Right? So, one that is not one. Right? But is one. We're stuck by language. But now we come, the knowledge of God then is followed by love, and just like in Sefer HaMitzvot, right? Hakel, I'm back in what is Mark, Roman numeral 5. Hakel ha-nichbad va-ha-nora hazeh. This God who is nichbad and nora, honorable and awesome. Mitzvah la'avo li'irah mimenu. Okay, we've learned this once before. Okay? Line 2, Heichi aderech lavato v'yirato. The Rambam says the way to love God is when you think deeply, b'masa v'vruav. Compare that, we don't have time right now. The Rambam in our reading in Sefer HaMitzvot, mitzvotav u'ma'amorav u'pulotav. So pulotav is ma'asav, right? The same translation, deeds. The bruav, his creations, is not mentioned, but the word the Rambam uses in translation is mamorov. Okay, mamorov is the eser mamoros. It's the creations that are created by the word of God, vayomer Elokim, yehi, or, right? And then instantaneously, vayhi or. That's a Sfas Emes in this week's parsha. Haniflaim agdolim, so this is what we have learned before, intellectual adoration. Right? What is worthy of love? What is worthy of love is perfection. Right? Don't, when you get engaged, don't come and tell me you got engaged. And I say, well, what's she like? And she said, well, she's pretty ugly and stupid. Right? No. Okay? She's the most beautiful and wise person in the world. Now, but I know her. She was a student of mine. She is stupid. And frankly, she is ugly. But isn't love wonderful? There's no love without that thing. Right? And that's what the Rambam is saying here. That there's nothing more worthy of love than the unique quality of a human being. An idea. And a person who embodies that idea, if you will pardon the expression, is worthy of love. And therefore, you should love God, who is the ultimate, pardon the apikorsis, the ultimate embodiness of intellect is God. That's a terrible thing to say, but nonetheless, right? And what is the phenomenology of that in line 3? So, ohev u'mishabeach u'mefo'er. You get this, where this is going? And therefore, love is going to lead you to praise God. That's the phenomenology of love. Okay? And what is Yira? What is Yira for the Rambam? Okay, what does he say? Come on, you must have learned this now. Fear, but how does it express itself? Fear? Awe, not fear. Fear in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam talks about fear as fear, right? There will be punishment. At the end of Sefer HaMada and Hilchos Tshuva in the 10th Perek, the Rambam talks about two kinds of fear. One fear is that there's reward and punishment, right? That's a low level of fear. Guys, if you want to be a meratzim in life, okay? Does anybody want to be an Amoritz?
No.
Right, okay, you gave the right answer. That isn't the question of whether we want to be. Everybody, like it's been said, everybody wants to learn. All you guys, would all you guys like to learn Shas? I haven't met anybody who wants to learn Shas. But the problem is, I want to do it in 24 hours, and I want to sleep 8 hours during that time, and I eat 3 good meals, and somebody is taking me to Papa Gallo, which hopefully you will get to before the year is over, and somebody will take you and pay for your, right, and I'll give you advice about what to eat, everything. Okay. The Rambam says true Yiras Hashem is not about fear of reward and punishment. It's not about that at all. It's awe. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos talks about the low level of fear, and here he's talking about the high level of fear, which is awe. Okay? So the Rambam will then leave and go on and talk about he returns to the issue of Ava and Yira. And the very last chapter of Sefer HaMada, and then it continues because the next book is all about love of God. So I love God, right? Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Vanara Kel El Yon Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Gentlemen, Gomel Chasadim Tovim. The Konea Kol, the Zocher Chasdeo Avos. It's all love, right? Modim. It's all love. It's unlimited thankfulness. Did any of you guys experience today a miracle?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it?
I got out of bed.
And what did you do when you got out of bed?
I breathed.
Yeah, okay. So what did you, how did you express yourself in this miracle?
I went late to Shoppers.
I'm not gonna finish this, but in Tells, there was a story, it happened before my time. I learned from here in Tells. Okay? There was a guy who never came to Shabbos. One day one of the Rosh Hashivas came in. And get up. The guy opens his eyes. He sees Rosh Hashiva. So he said, come on, get up, come to Davening. So the guy pulls himself out of bed and he stands up and the Rosh Hashiva leaves and he doesn't show up in Davening. So the Rosh Hashiva sees him later during the day. He says, what happened? You stood up. How come you did it? He said, when I saw you, I had such a milchama, such a battle between my Yetzer HaTov and my Yetzer Ra. But my Yetzer HaTov won. And I got up to come to die. But when I was standing up, my Yetzer HaTov said, I'm so tired that I went back to bed. Right, but you gave the wrong answer. Okay, so you gave the truth, so I appreciate that. The first thing you did when you realized you were awake, even before you washed your hands, what did you do? Now, give me the right answer. Someone, give him the answer. Modeh, ani lefonecha. Modeh, you said modeh. Chai v'kayam shechzar tabi nishmati. Right? So, call your parents. Listen. Young man, what's your name again? Bennett, okay? Bennett, call your parents after this shiur by tonight and say, I've seen the light. I've seen the miracle of my life. I'm saying Modani. I want you to say Modani. I have no complaints about you that you didn't make me say Modani. Thanks. Thanks. Gratitude. I'm living a life of gratitude. My whole life has changed. Modani lefanecha. That's Modim. And what makes you say Modim in, because I don't want you to say a lie. Because what you do say, in Tzilat, three times a day, you came late, but you said Shron Esrei, right? So you say about word Modah for what? For the miracles and the wonders that you did for me all the time. So I ask you, what miracle happened to you today? So you say you got up, right? So that's a miracle. You don't take anything for it. It's all a gift. And because that's true, that's the meaning of what you're asking. If I'm asking everything from God, it's because God is the source of everything. So that's what the Rambam means. That's what prayer is. It's a recognition of truths of the source of everything. It's gratitude. Okay? It's love. Right? It's love. And if your parents say, but why are you telling us this? You say, because mom, dad, whatever you call them, Abba, Ima, right? Whatever you call them, you say, because I love you, right? I'm just saying, look, gentlemen, this is not really a question about, you know, calling your parents. But what we are learning now is how this is important for you. You'll meet Hennes Brinza, okay? And you'll have children. How are you going to raise your children? You know, I'm looking at you guys, right? I've been looking at you guys that were teaching in yeshivas for 40 years. And I'm looking at their grandchildren. I've taught some of the grandchildren of students that I've taught. And I say, how have, right? And you know something? You're responsible for your children. But I'm responsible for you. So I have to tell you that, okay? And that's what davening is, not taking things for granted. And so when we compare the Sefer Mitzvos and Sefer Hamada, which is Yesod HaTorah and Sefer Hamada, we see there are. I have to cut this off. Praise of God is prayer. Okay. Now, so one might say, Ma ahavti sorasecha. Okay? The entirety of Torah. I love and teaches me love. Kol hayom hisichasi. That's what I'm talking about all day. No matter what you're doing. No matter what you're doing. You know, Tosos says in Brachos, Tosos says, we make a Birkas HaTorah and then we go to work. So then in the afternoon, you know, while you're going to work, when you go to work for Goldman Sachs, okay, or those from England in the city, okay, and you're making much too much money, but okay, that's, you know, terrific, okay. So then what do you do for lunch? So you go to Daf Yomi Shir with lunch. You bring your brown bag and you have a Daf Yomi Shir. Right? But wait a second. When you go to your Daf Yomi Shir for lunch, okay, do you make a Birkas HaTorah again? So Tosas said, no, that Tosas asked the Kasha. They look at the Tosas, wonderful Tosas. But one of the Svaras in Tosas is because you never are mityaesh from Torah. You never despair. You never give up. Right? It's there in everything you do. And there's a wonderful mama by Rav Huttner, right, who says that you can learn Torah, right? And therefore, Torah is one thing you do in life. But your whole life can be Torah. To the degree that whatever you do is informed by Torah, right? And how do we inform our life through Torah? We inform our life in Torah with Tfilah, Kriya Shema, Brachos. Ultimately, that's why Hilchos Milah is there, right? That's the meaning of it. To be, I know this is not popular in the modern world, where people can't wear masks because they have to go to the beach, or they have to party. This is just a sadness. So then it's a life, then it's a life of Torah. The Maharal, we're skipping. The Maharal, the last Mark 8. Okay. The Maharal raises a question. Okay. Did people get to the last thing? Yeah. Okay. So I'll just summarize the question. Right. Why do we have to daven? God knows what we want. Right. You know, why do I have to speak, right? The deeper, what, right? So he says something that is fundamental about the stand of man vis-a-vis God, right? God, the source of everything, right? But there is a task in this world for man, or there is a consciousness that man, right? In Greek philosophy, the ideal of Greek philosophy, the Maharal, you know, the Maharal knew Greek philosophy. He knew a lot of things. Okay? Have any of you guys been to Prague? Okay? You haven't been to Prague. You know what the Maharal did? The one thing the Maharal is famous for? The golem, right? So if the tour guide, when you're in Prague, because apparently the Maharal put the golem away in the attic and, you know, nobody can go in there because if they go in there and die, right? So when the tour guide says that, right? So I want you to pipe up and say, if you give me $1, I'll go in there. And in fact, I'll go in there for nothing, right? The Maharal did not create a golem. It's just a tour guide narishkeit, right? But what the Maharal did was create a body of literature. You know, that's the whole Maharal, the golem, a huge body of published literature. We have it that is incredible. And he knew everything. He knew everything about everything that could be known in his day. Right? So the Maharal, the Kotzke Rebbe once said, they told him about a wonder worker who made a golem. You know, a golem, you know, a Frankenstein, but a golem. And the Kotzke Rebbe said, to make a golem, that's nothing. To make a mensch, that's something. You know what a mensch is? A decent human being. Another version of the story is to make a Jew, that's something. And I conflated to make a Jewish mensch, that's something. Okay. Be a Jew and a mensch, that's something, right? So that's, you know, somebody told him about a wonder worker, Kotzke again, who brought the dead to life. Mechaye Mesim, he says, that's nothing. I'm trying to bring the life to life. Right? So the Maharal says, and he's bouncing off of the Greek philosophy here. In Greek philosophy, the end, the perfect life, is one I have till 12:45, right? Is that correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. The perfect life is. I once got in trouble in Tells by setting off an alarm clock because the Rebbe wasn't letting us out on time for lunch. Okay, that's another story. But I'm not. The perfect life, and I was right. The perfect life, but he got me in trouble. The perfect life is a life of being. There's a state of perfection. If you reach that, you die, right? And the Maharal says, no, that's completely wrong. Life is continuously going on, right? Life is a process of becoming. And that's the difference between a world of becoming. I'm trying to be better, which means in some way I'm always lacking. I'm always, and I don't say this badly, I'm always imperfect. The Vilna Gaon says in Mishlei that the reason that man is life, hachazek b'musar, hold strongly to musar ki chayecha, it's your life. The Vilna Gaon says, why is musar your life? Because a person is always needs to improve. And if he doesn't improve himself, what's the point of life? Right? So the Maharal says that prayer is the recognition. I have God answers, as it were, those who recognize that they are in need. Whatever. I have to recognize that I'm in need. I'm chaser. I can be better. I could do. Now, we ask for wealth. Okay, then the question is, why do we want wealth? To do good with it, right? But I could be better. So the first thing we ask for is for wisdom, right? Chanim Lodom Das, the second thing we learn is we ask for tshuva and return to the Torah, right? But all the other things, justice and health, right? To recognize that I can't do it on my own. I am not the chosen one. They told me not to talk about politics. Okay. I couldn't help it. Okay. So that's what the Maharal says. And this recognition, so I'll just end with the Parshas HaShavua. Nothing is b'mikra. So you give this shir, I was asked to give the shir. Nothing is b'mikra because this Parshas HaShavua is bo. Right? Parshas Bo, so you have to know Parshas Bo. HaChodesh HaZeh LaFeb, right? But you have to know Parshas Bo because it's the word of God, right? And you can't leave the yeshiva. You know, Mrs. Ebner has your passports, right? You can't leave the yeshiva without committing, not word by word, but committing to memory the last Ramban on Parshas Bo. Put it this way, what do you accomplish? You don't know the last Ramban on Parshas Bo. And the last Ramban, I only reproduced part of it, but the last Ramban and the particular part that I'm talking about is the end part. It's about a lot of mitzvos are about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, right? You know that, right? Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos, you say people say God rested on the seventh day. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, even mitzvot that are zecher to something else are Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Everything, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Why is that important? Okay, the reason for Yetziat Mitzrayim is critical to be remembered, right? That I'm reading in line from line 14. Lefichach Amru, you see it? Okay. Lefichach Amru in Pirkei Avos, have Ezar b'mitzvah kalach v'chamura, shekulam chamudot chavivot ma'od. Be careful about every mitzvah. Everything is precious, right? Don't say this mitzvah, oh, it's only, you know, da, 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 and this mitzvah, ooh, I'm worried about that, right? She'ein la'adam, the Ramban says, every moment of life. Line 14. Adam mode bahen leilokav. You're saying modim in whatever you do. The kavanas kol hamitzvos. Line 15. Shenamin belokenu v'node elav shubranu. Are you happy to be alive? I should hope so. Okay. If you're not happy to be alive, okay. So, call me on the phone. We'll talk of that. V'hi kavanat ha-yitzira, that's the purpose of creation. She'ein l'cha tam l'anutam achar b'yitzir rishon v'ein kel o'yon chofetz v'tachtonim milvad she'yeda ha-adam, that a person should know. Remember, knowledge means love, that a person should know. Right? Baruch Hashem. Right? You hear somebody gave birth, you say, wonderful, mazel tov, Baruch Hashem, everybody's all right. Wait a second, you were born, why isn't the baby saying Baruch Hashem? Why doesn't the infant say Baruch Hashem? You know why? Because the infant is stupid. Right? We were all stupid. Right? But you grew up, so you should be saying Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. Right? You want to freak out your parents? Call them up and say, Dad, Mom, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. So they'll be in Israel right away. They'll get there. They'll charter to save you, to take you to the King David. Oh, well, I forget it's close. The Kavanat, right? Now, you went to davening this morning. Everybody went to davening. The Kavanat, Romamu Takol B'Tfilah. Romamu Takol, not... Romamu Takol came back to America after 11 years not being in America. I'm davening in a shul, and I was davening out loud. I'm not a shouter. I'm not a Kalin or Chassid. I'm davening out loud. And somebody turns around to me and says, shh. It felt like I was disturbing his sleep. The Kavanat, Romamu Takol B'Tfilah, the Kavanat Batei Knesset, the Zchut Tfilah Tarabim, the meaning of davening, Sheyeh Livnei Adam Mokom Yitkabsu, a place that we gather, V'yodu L'Kel Shebram, V'yafarsimu Zot, and we're publicizing it, we're saying it in public, right? And what are we saying? V'yomru L'fanav, all of davening is two words. B'riyotecha Anachnu. We are your creatures. You created us. And that is Ava. Ava. You want to be alive, so you're Ohev, the source of all life. That's what Tfilah is. It's Ava. Mo'ahavti torasecha kol hayom hisichasi. This is what I'm doing all day. Life as a prayer. Umin hanisim hagdolim hamafursamim, I'm on line 19. Odom modem nisim anisterim. From the great, the stories of Yetzirah Mitzrayim, those are really the sea splits, the right? But what the point the Ramban says is that there is no such thing. The Ramban concludes there is no such thing as life without miracles. It's just the miracle. But once we see that there are miracles in the world, we know that the everyday, do you see this? Do you see this? Everybody watch. Do you see this? Watch what this is going to do. Do you see that? Whoa, it's a miracle. Right? It's a miracle. What does it mean, a miracle? You don't believe it's a miracle? Everything is a miracle. Life itself is a granted miracle. How do I know? Because the sea split. Right? But the meaning of life is to understand that we are created by God, that the world is created by God. That's what miracle means. That's what Nes is, and that's what prayer is about. So a person's life should express itself in prayer. Okay? I'll quickly read the poem. Okay? This is a poem that I wrote a long time ago. The first time I did Shmirot at the Kotel when I was in the army, drafted at the age of 41. And it's 3:00 in the morning, and people have been asking me, or as they come to the Kotel, they've been asking me, do you have a piece of paper? Because they found out I speak English. I have paper they need to write this. They heard they have to put a thing in the wall. Right? You have a pen. So I felt like, well, what are you, crazy? I have to supply pens. And so, I have a gun. Okay? So leave me alone. Okay? So in those days, the army, especially old guys at the army, did. So at 3:00 in the morning, there was nobody around. And, I was in an emdah that was facing head on to the Kotel. And I just came to me. Dovin HaMelech in Tehillim Kuftet says, Vanit Tefillah. I am prayer. And Dovin HaMelech is saying, I don't know why I pray for people, right? But taken literally, it means I am prayer. I am folding myself into a paper accordion of prayer. I'm squeezing myself into a crack in the wall at 3 a.m. in the dark hour of the soul when I try to sleep so I won't have to think.
an angel comes to the wall. He unfolds every prayer and sings it under the chuppah of heaven and earth. I am a kvittel for a blessing of head to understand God's Torah, heart to love God's handiwork, of hands to comfort God's poor, and feet to climb God's mountain. And may the angelic chorus say, Amen. Okay, the alarm clock didn't go off. Okay, so I'll tell you why. He kept me, and he said, why? I said, who? He said, who did it? I raised my hand. So he said, all of you can go to lunch. You stay here. So I said, okay. He said, why did you do that? I said, because as you know in the yeshiva, if you come late to lunch, there's nothing left to eat. Not that there was anything worth eating, but you need the calories, you need sustenance. And you are not letting us out on time, so we're not getting lunch. Wow. So either I would get killed, or I'd get killed. So, but I got to give him, he said, okay, don't do it again. And I mumbled under my breath, and you don't do it again. But he didn't hear me. I'm not a... Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.